633.
Record high. Boy, we've been talking about that here on America Tonight for probably 2 years. And wait till you hear the numbers when we swing into what's going on as far as the markets are concerned and commodities. Yes, oh yes, we will mention it here on America Tonight. In the meantime, big news out of Fort Hood. The Fort Hood shooter finally charged. Remember, he initially was breathing on a ventilator. So once he got off the ventilator and his lawyer came forward and started to tell him about those that were going to represent him and all that other sort of stuff, then the charges could be filed. So the Army psychiatrist slammed with a boatload of charges, and I'm sure you're not surprised. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight. Right off the get-go, let's hear those charges.
Nadal Malik Hassan, a 39-year-old psychiatrist assigned to Darnell Medical Center here at Fort Hood, has been charged with 13 specifications of premeditated murder under Article 118 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. These are initial charges, and additional charges may be preferred in the future, subject to the ongoing criminal investigation. A press packet will be distributed immediately following this press conference, which will include information explaining the legal process under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's important to remember that the preferral of charges is a first step in the court-martial process, and that a charge is merely an accusation. The accused is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty, and we have a duty and obligation to protect the constitutional rights of everyone involved. Major Hassan has obtained legal representation. An accused soldier has the right to be represented by civilian counsel at no cost to the government, and or by detailed military counsel at no expense to the accused.
All right, so you heard that. Now the question is, he's got the 13 counts, and still this investigating is revealing all kinds of things about Major Hassan. A lot of us aren't surprised based on some of the initial reports on the websites, the postings, what he did at Walter Reed, etc. Now the feds, of course, are doing what we always say to do here on this show and what everybody knows who's in the spy game or certainly in the FBI, and it's follow the money. We learned that from 9/11, obviously. So the feds are looking into whether he had sent money to Pakistan to support a jihad. Can you imagine? He certainly called himself a soldier of Allah. There's no doubt about that. In the course of combing through his apartment, some of the things that they found included business cards, and the business cards had different things written on them, including SOA, which is the son of Allah, and, of course, other things, too, that were related to Islamic jihadist kind of rhetoric. And I think that it's going to get uglier from here, no doubt. So the 13 counts of premeditated murder. He's regained consciousness, as I mentioned, in the hospital. So he's been talking to investigators. That's one thing. And I think it's a question of how they piece this all together. And then there's another weird thing that happened in combing through his stuff. He had a whole bunch of vitamins, which isn't necessarily weird, but bottles of vitamins that also had other medications stuffed in a shoebox, too. Some had prescriptions or some he prescribed himself. It included a drug to treat HIV that was in the stash. There was about a dozen pills left in that bottle. I guess it had been given to Hassan back in 2001 in San Antonio. So then the question becomes, why is he taking HIV medication, or was he taking it, or was he giving it to other people, or was he worried about exposure to HIV needles? So what was the deal with that? Then there was a closed closet with a sign taped to it, and it said, "Do not open." And a manager there taped the closet door shut after inspecting it and then, of course, letting the media in. And there were all kinds of things, a prayer rug, a green lockbox that was there, Israeli and Jordanian coins, a paper shredder, a bunch of other things as well. So piecing this all together is obviously what these investigators are trying to do as fast as they can. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Republican out of Michigan, is saying outside of the intelligence community, they have gotten information about Hassan's possible ties to Pakistan, which, of course, is battling a huge, to say the least, is Islamist insurgency movement there. How many times have we talked about Pakistan and what a hornet's nest that is? And I'll tell you, once this Pandora's box gets peeled back even a little bit more, we might be shocked at some of the details that will pour out of this. It's, you know, it's beyond the he was at Walter Reed Medical Center. Something was a problem here. He was talking about Muslims and Muslims fighting Muslims and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But it sounds as though it goes just a tad deeper. It still looks as though he did act alone, but was heavily influenced by websites, by a radical imam, and some of the original things that we started to hear. So we'll talk more about that, obviously, on America Tonight. Also coming up, Robert Liparillo. Boy, I'm having a hard time talking tonight. That's what happens when you down a whole bunch of Crystal Light. He's going to join us to talk about Blackwater, as he knows so much about it. He's wrote a book called Deadlock and investigated it thoroughly for the novel approach that he took. And, of course, Blackwater back in the news again in the last couple of days. Interesting stuff, and we'll dive into that with him, too. As I mentioned at the top, with gold, and I think I'll give you the payoff here, it hit a record high above $1,123. Boy, I think back to a couple of years ago when you could pick up gold for an ounce, you know, probably in the neighborhood of maybe $300 or less. Can you imagine if you had hung on to it at that point? Because, you know, I ultimately think this hits maybe $2,000 or perhaps even $3,000 in the next year, but swinging into February, March, I look for it to really, really soar. And what's the reason for that? Of course, the panic over what's happening with the dollar that continues to get devalued on the world market, the constant printing of money and not accounting for how much money is being printed would be part of what we're seeing with that huge number. Another big story that we'll dive into is the Balloon Boy parents. Friday, they're expected to plead guilty, and the mother, Balloon Baba, might be deported to Japan. Can't think of a nicer thing to happen to a more publicity-seeking couple using their kids. Richard and his wife, Heaney, did crazy what they did. Remember the whole balloon thing, and everybody was chasing that balloon, meaning everybody in law enforcement in that area in Fort Collins, etc. So Richard Heaney has been charged with one count of attempting to influence a public servant. It's a Class 4 felony. Kind of the penalty for that, 2 to 6 years, maybe prison, but up to possibly $500,000 fine. His wife charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement types, a Class 3 misdemeanor, again, could be up to 6 months in jail. Check out AmericaTonight.net. I have a thing called Blunder of the Day there on the Blunder of the Day. Also, I have more about a scam that's just been released with Iran ties, several mosques, follow the money trail, another one of those things, and we'll also bring that up in more detail coming up here later this hour on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Suspected, revealed in the New York Times, then a couple of other news agencies, of course, jumped on the back of this Blackwater stuff. Some of the top dogs at Blackwater authorized secret payments of about $1 million to the Iraqis. The idea was as a payoff to keep them quiet so that they wouldn't criticize Blackwater, and they would get their support after what happened in September of 2007. Remember, where Blackwater security guards fatally shot 17 Iraqi civilians in Baghdad. Who better to have on the show than Robert Liparulo, who's got a great book out, a novel. It's been out for a while. I met him back in March and read the book, no kidding, within like 2 weeks. It's called Deadlock, and it weaves in some of that intrigue, some of the stuff that we're hearing about Blackwater and private security and that kind of stuff. Robert, thanks for hopping on America Tonight again.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good talking to you, Kate.
Hey, your reaction to that these secret payments, I'm going to say you weren't really that surprised.
You know, they keep throwing more stuff out about Blackwater, and it just continues to paint a picture that, as you said, we all suspected, but there was never any proof. And slowly this mosaic is coming into place where it's like, boy, it's not only as bad as we thought, it's worse.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think that for this whole bribe thing, obviously investigating this, certainly the State Department, et cetera, they know you have to chunk this all together to make it stick. You can't just throw it all against the wall and hope it sticks. But I think they've got some hard stuff on these guys like Gary Jackson, who was the Blackwater president. Do you think now some of them will start to cooperate as a result of not getting a severe punishment, in other words, so they would rat the other guy out? You think we'll start to see some of those dominoes fall?
I think we will, and I think it's going to start, even though it already has started with anonymous sources. But I think really the big one that we're going to see will be Kofor Black, who was the vice chairman at the time of the alleged payoffs. But he was a big, I mean, he was very influential in getting the whole Blackwater into the political arena, into the Pentagon, into Iraq. And he's the one that originally I would have said would be the last to rat him out, simply because he's former CIA. He used to be a director in the CIA. But he was very, according to reports, he was very surprised and against the payoffs. And I think, and he ended up resigning within about 6 months after that, which may or may not have been a factor. But I have a feeling that even though he was CIA, and of course we have our thoughts of what the CIA does and who they are, I think there's still some level of fair play, or, you know, some kind of rule book that everybody in the government who went into the government for patriotic reasons abides by. And Blackwater is starting to emerge really as the company that would do anything and take any kind of money, and just one of those, we're totally fiction type of company that is just dark in every corner. So I think it's going to be Kofor Black that we're going to see come out and actually start knocking those dominoes over.
Yeah, and speaking of the dominoes, the big domino, of course, is Eric Prince. And I'd be curious about that, because supposedly when Black came back from Iraq, he was upset he came back from Iraq. He confronted Prince, who is of course the man behind Blackwater. He's the founder, as you know. And Prince supposedly, hey, he said, hey, no problem. I'm not disputing that there was any kind of a bribery plan.
Right.
Now, he said that to him supposedly, but when he gets called on the carpet about it, if Black flips on him, I'd be really, really interested to see if he wouldn't back down from that position, which I'm thinking he will. Do you?
Right, and it's, yeah, and I think the fact that it's come out that he didn't, that Eric Prince didn't originally deny it, you know, obviously that says a lot about the accuracy of the reports. But I do think he'll reverse, he'll come out and say, well, that's not what I meant.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
What I meant was, if that's the case, of course that's wrong. But you know what's interesting about Blackwater is, as a fiction writer, when I sat down to write Deadlock, for example, I'm always thinking, okay, I want a really bad guy, you know, I want evil. But you always pull back and you say, you know what, that's too evil. You know, nobody's going to buy that. And it's becoming worse than I imagined.
No kidding. I mean, this is all fodder for another book. You're going to have to put another one together along the same lines. And I would think, because this is becoming so intriguing to people, too, and you and I have talked about this with some of your other work, but Deadlock is one of those that has been optioned by Hollywood. This may push what you've written kind of to the top of the line, Robert. That has to get you a little excited.
It does, and right now Mandalay is looking at both Deadlock and Deadfall, which are kind of companion books. One does deal with a Blackwater-type company, that's Deadlock, and the other absolutely not, except that we find out in Deadlock that a Blackwater-type company was funding what happened in Deadfall. But other than that, there's no real connection there. But there is some talk right now of bumping Deadlock up into the first position of production, even though Deadfall actually came before Deadlock as far as the story and the books go. So yes, it is causing interest in the movie business. And originally what was interesting is before the book came out, I had meetings with various studios and producers about the book, and they had that attitude of, yeah, this is kind of a Blackwater kind of company, but you kind of really fictionalize it because look at everything they're doing, from the technology to the fact that the leader is a bad guy. I don't know if we can pull that off. And within months of those meetings, it turns out that really it was all true.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I love it. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that thing, by the way. I thought of you the other day. I was like, oh, you know, the more awareness, the more that this definitely gets moved up. But and then we talk about Blackwater, and still, don't you think the future, a lot of this is, you're still going to see privatized armies or these kind of security forces, in other words. I still think that you're going to see that across the world.
Yeah, you know, and as we discussed before, I'm not necessarily saying that they're all bad.
Right.
You know, I'm saying that you know, under certain guidance, it's bad. It's like a gun or like fire. You know, it could be abused. And there are some good things that can come out of these types of organizations, which is that you know, we're not going to really, with companies like this out there, we're never going to see forced military. We're not going to see the draft anymore because we can just turn to these companies and hire the people who have volunteered to be soldiers. And so for those types of reasons and purposes, and the fact that they're very well trained, you're not instituting a draft and drafting, you know, people right out of high school, and then you have to train them, and how much training are they going to get before you send them over? So you're getting highly skilled people, and you're getting ones who want to be there. So that's the benefit of it. The bad part about it is just not having accountability or a chain of command that really works. And once they sort those two things out, I think there's some good to come out of privatized armies.
Well, yeah, if you can avoid a draft, are you kidding? Absolutely, for one. Absolutely. Robert Liparullo, congratulations on all the success you're having, by the way, with all the books that you're writing. But I really did love Deadlock. And we'll see where this goes as far as Blackwater's concerned. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the very near future. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. Good talking with you.
Always good talking with you, too. And, you know, in talking about Blackwater, their strategy pretty much started to become paying off government officials. Now, under our law, it would have been illegal, obviously, but that created a lot of problems inside the company. I think this is why you're seeing what's going on with some of these former executives who are speaking anonymously and all that sort of stuff, who are quoted. Kofor Black is someone that Robert mentioned. He was the company's vice president, and as he said, he's a former CIA guy, top brass at the CIA and State Department. So he's somebody that probably will be pressed hard to come up with some of the information, and he obviously learned of what was going on when he was in Baghdad and hot-footed it out of there because they were discussing compensation for the families of the shooting victims. You know, I guess even with the United States Embassy, some of the officials there. So it's going to get nasty, and these secret payments, and, you know, who was actually what I would call the bag man, and how far you can trace it back to Eric Prince. And if they can get the hard information on it, then you'll see some people really getting grilled and maybe doing some jail time over this stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. We're going to fill you in on some of the things that are happening heading into the weekend.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJC.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Coming up, it is Friday the 13th. Be careful out there if you're superstitious anyway. How many Friday the 13ths have we had in this calendar year? It seems like quite a few. I'd have to go back and look, but at least a handful, right? Three or four, maybe, and this is one of them. 48 days left in the year. We'll get to some of the juicy highlights coming up in our next segment. But I will tell you this one. In 1974, Karen Silkwood, remember Silkwood, Meryl Streep, ring a bell. Anybody rent that movie? She was a union activist at the Kerr-McGee plutonium plant near Crescent, Oklahoma. Died mysteriously in a car crash when she was on her way to meet a reporter. Mm-hmm. She was ratting them out. And that movie actually is pretty decent. It holds up. I don't know when they did that movie. I don't know if it was the 80s. Cher was in that movie, and Meryl Streep was in the movie, and, what's his name that hangs out with Goldie Hawn? I can't think of his name. Kurt Russell. He was in the movie, all three of them. And I don't know why. Maybe it was a Netflix thing, but recently I rented it. I hadn't seen it. It was, I have to say, it was actually pretty decent. We have birthdays, too, and I think some of the birthdays you'll recognize. I got a quick, funny story. I'll tell you this one. There's an actress named Tracy Scoggins. You'd have to Google her and look her up. In her day, she was smoking hot. I think most of you guys would think, you know, this big blue, gorgeous eyes, long hair, nice body. I think most guys would say to go along with that. And she's got a big birthday coming up anyway. A local show in Dallas on the morning when I had come to Dallas, she got a movie at the last second and she couldn't fill in. She was going to do a morning show. So they called me and I was like, oh, let's see, the hot sizzling actress or the sports chick. So I got to fill in for Tracy Scoggins. And I know none of you know who she is. She was on, Knot's Landing, another one of those soap opera things at night. Also, Jimmy Kimmel with a big birthday. Steve Zahn, who I think is hilarious. He and Kimmel are actually turning the same age, so we'll get to birthdays and this day in history. But first, a couple of quick notes. Sarah Palin was on Oprah Winfrey. We'll give you some of the nuggets, what was said during that interview. A lot of people were curious about that. And Sarah Palin, no matter what you think of her, I'll tell you what, boy, her book, Gangbusters, before it even went out, people were already putting orders in, so they had to do another printing. So Oprah snags the interview with her and asks her about a couple of different things, including Thanksgiving with Levi and would he be invited, and Katie Couric interview and that kind of stuff. But first, this was one of those salacious things that the media was definitely going to jump all over, because Steve Phillips, who I thought actually was a pretty good analyst for ESPN doing the baseball thing, was also the GM of the Mets, and he had a little problem with women on the side. He picked the wrong one, I think, this time. Her name's Brooke Hundley, and she worked at ESPN as well. She was in her early 20s, maybe even just 22. Remember, she called Steve Phillips' wife and scared her to death, where she called 911, left all kinds of, had kind of a nasty little back and forth with her, sent her an email about some things between Steve Phillips and herself. In other words, it was like a fatal attraction moment with a much younger girl. So anyway, Brooke Hundley decided to come out of the shadows, break her silence, and talk about what went and happened, her version of it, as she was fired, and so was Steve Phillips, by the way, from ESPN. So reporter Kate Snow was on the Good Morning America show. She did a little piece on it, and here was a little bit of what she found out from Brooke Hundley's side of that affair.
You've been compared to the character in Fatal Attraction. You've been called obsessed, vindictive. I'm sure you've heard some of this. What do you say to that?
I think people are so quick to make a judgment. It's almost like, here's a great story, here's a great chance for me to destroy a person without any sense of really thinking about the fact that there's a human being behind those words. I've been called things by the public that no woman should ever be called.
Saying what?
I've been called the C word, I've been called a whore, I've been called a homewrecker.
Was there a moment in all this that you felt like, my life is forever changed, I can never go back?
When not only were tabloids covering it, but legitimate news was covering it, when Jay Leno was using my looks as part of his opening monologue to get a cheap laugh.
There's Steve. Okay, there's his wife. There's the mistress. Put them together. What was he thinking? I realize you can't have steak every day, but please.
At that point, you know, a person has their breaking point. That was my breaking point. I had a friend who had to come stay with me because he was concerned
that you might do something to yourself.
That mentally, I would not be able to take much more.
All right, here's a clue, Brooke Hundley. Don't fool around with a married guy, number one, who is known for this and is very, very famous. And don't call his wife and harass her, because she was the one who opened up that can of worms. There's no question about it. She says it's not true that he led her to do some of these things or whatever, but I don't think she has a leg to stand on. And she might have been better off staying in the shadows. But as so it goes, who knows, maybe she's going to have a book out coming out next. That's how you get your 15 minutes, you know. Sarah Palin has had way more than 15 minutes when she came out of nowhere from Alaska as the governor of Alaska over a year ago. And since then, she's been giving a lot of speeches, a lot of people really embracing Sarah Palin, and others repelled by her. She's like Hillary Clinton in one aspect. People either really, really love Sarah Palin or they don't like her, and it's the same, obviously, with Hillary Clinton for different reasons. Anyway, she was on Oprah, and it wasn't really a big throwdown. It was just a long conversation, and some of the interesting questions included, would Levi Johnson be invited over for Thanksgiving, and also Katie Couric's interview, because how that just blew up on Palin, or so a lot of people thought, and they kept referring back to it. So here's a little bit of that with Oprah.
So, one final question about Levi. will he be invited to Thanksgiving dinner?
You know, that's a great question, and it's lovely to think that he would ever even consider such a thing, because of course you want, he is a part of the family, and you want to bring him in the fold and kind of under your wing, and he needs that too, Oprah. I think he needs to know that he is loved, and he has the most beautiful child, and this can all work out for good. It really can. We don't have to keep going down this road of controversy and drama all the time. We're not really into the drama. We don't really like that. We're more productive. We have other things to concentrate on and do.
Does that mean yes, he is coming, or no, he's not? Let's talk about the interview with Katie Kirk.
Must we?
Yeah.
Okay.
You talk about it in the book, so I assume everything in the book is fair game to
it. Is.
You do say that it wasn't your best interview.
But
Did you think that was a seminal defining moment for you, that interview?
I did not, and neither did the campaign. In fact, that is why segment 2 and 3 and 4 and maybe 5 were scheduled. The campaign said, right on, good, you're showing your independence, this is what America needs to see. And it was a good interview, and of course I'm thinking, if you thought that was a good interview, I don't know what a bad interview was, because I knew it wasn't a good interview.
Okay.
All right, so she probably just sold a bunch of books, because anybody that goes on Oprah Winfrey, it's just seems to be automatic. You're gonna sell more books. They're gonna have more printings. And already, as I mentioned, that was the books were already out there and had already been on the bestseller list as far as Amazon, et cetera, and people scooping them up. You know, it's funny, the question about Levi. And boy, this, talk about your 15 minutes. Whoa, this guy, he's on the pistachio commercial. Have you seen that one? And he's doing the Playgirl thing. And all of a sudden he is, I'm telling you, he is everywhere. He hired a trainer to get ready for the pose for Playgirl. So he's been in New York, and he is getting himself in tip-top shape, I guess. I didn't even know Playgirl really existed, other than maybe online. I'm not sure. So what are the chances that Levi Johnson will spend Thanksgiving with the Palin family? I'm going to say, probably not that good, most likely. And now with this guy, they're talking about possibility of acting. You know what he kind of reminds me of in a way? Kevin Federline. Matt, remember Kevin Federline coasting on the coattails of crazy Britney Spears?
Oh, yes, of course. And now he's got a new, or he's coming out with a new reality show about him, because I don't know if you've seen pictures of him recently, but he's ballooned up.
Oh, yes,
he's a big guy now, and he used to be, you know, this very in-shape dancer. And so now he's got a new show about him trying to lose the weight. So he's just parlaying
it's crazy.
More money.
It is. It's crazy. Just like Levi Johnson parlaying obscurity. A decent looking guy, honestly, but he hooked up with Palin's daughter, and that was his claim to fame. And all of the celebrity of what was going to happen between the two of them, that's what he... It's funny, because as he comes out with things about Palin, it's really Palin he has to thank for his fame and the money he's making.
Well, he has to thank his daughter for letting him...
Yeah, her daughter, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because they're not even together now.
Yeah, that whole marriage thing didn't work out too well, did it?
No, So he really profited, actually, from Palin. And I think he wants to drag that out a little bit longer when people ask, well, is there more about Sarah Palin? I mean, he's just trying to drag it out so they can get on more talk shows. Honestly, that's what I think. All right, so here's the scoop. And by the way, I heard he wants to replace Steven Tyler. I don't think so. I think that's just a wild rumor. All right, coming up on the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays in this day in history.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Get past the people, get past the hip man.
All right, coming up, we're going to share those birthdays with you, plus this day in history, Friday the 13th. But first, a couple of those oddball stories. We like to call it news you can abuse here on America Tonight. You know, I have a dog. I've talked about him a few times on the show. His name's Mahalo. He's a golden retriever, and he's going to be next week 9 months old. First of all, nobody called this show when all of you were pushing your various dogs on me. Nobody told me when you get a puppy that they really are like kids times 10, and it takes them probably 2 years to mature. So I have a wildebeest that I'm living with right now. But thank goodness I don't have a giant dog that is the world's tallest dog. In L.A., an animal got credit for that record. Mm-hmm. And the animal from the Guinness Book of World Records that officially is the tallest dog, named Titan, is a four-year-old white Great Dane. And, boy, this is radio, but I saw a picture of this dog. I am telling you, this dog is huge. I mean, how do you earn the honor of tallest dog? Well, Titan's official height, as measured by a veterinarian, is 42.25 inches from floor to shoulder. And you could add 8 inches if official measurements included the head. Titan weighs, you ready for this, 190 pounds. Doesn't stand on his hind legs because it's not good for him. If he did, he'd probably be about 80 or 82 inches tall. I mean, this dog is so big. The dog looks like a horse to me. I thought it was a joke when I found it on some website that I was looking at, but no, it wasn't a joke. Speaking of records, this is a strange record from the world's tallest dog to this one. I don't even know why anyone attempts this, but a British guy in London decided it'd be really kooky cool to get in the Guinness Book of World Records by pulling the bus weighing 8.5 British tons for 69 feet across a park in London with ribbons attached to his hair. The 59-year-old tried this before and had failed to break the record to pull a double-decker bus, because that's what it is, with his ears. But I guess he got it this time. So the UK guy finally gets into the book of Guinness Book of World Records by doing that with his hair. You know, I just don't get it. Here's another oddball story. It has nothing to do with records, but distractions. In Lamarck, Texas, a guy blamed a low-flying pelican dropped a cell phone for his veering his million-dollar, you heard me say that, million-dollar sports car off a road and into a salt marsh near Galveston. It happened about 3 o'clock on Wednesday. He's on one of those access roads, and he had this luxury French-built Bugatti. You know what they're talking about? And he says this bird distracted him, and he dropped the cell phone, went to pick it up, veered off the road, poof, in the salt marsh. The car was half submerged in brine about 20 feet from the road when the cops showed up. I mean, look, salt water isn't good for anything. This car, pretty ruined, I would say. It's a 2006, and it was recently offered for sale in Arkansas for $1.25 million. Matt, can you imagine, well, first of all, can you imagine having a car that was worth $1.25 million, but driving it into a salt marsh? Ooh, that's depressing, isn't it?
That sounds like a really, really bad day.
It does. It's, you know, I had a bad day. I'd be like, okay, where's the nearest bar for me, please?
Yes.
I need to tilt one back to just soak it all in.
You think if you drive a car that expensive, you'd be a little more careful and not be, I don't know, as distracted easily. So
well, this is the problem. Even if you had money, I always say this, even if you had, it's different if you have a lot of money. There's a difference between a lot of money and, okay, geez, we're doing well. If you had, geez, I have a lot of money, I don't know that I still would want that kind of stuff for the reasons you just said. I mean, you're, first of all, everybody, you're a target because everybody sees this car. And plus, you know, you get the nicks and scrapes. I mean, when you go to a mall, when you go to a restaurant, even when you valet park, do you ever see the way some of these guys jump in the cars and they drive the cars around the lot, the valet people? I don't even like to valet because I see all kinds of kooky things that happen.
Yeah, but this is what I don't get is why do you need to spend $1.6 million on the car, you said?
Yes, $1.25 million,
Ferrari,
yeah.
They're just not good enough anymore. A nice Mercedes-Benz, a Bentley. That's just not good enough, huh?
I don't know, because I can just think of so many other things you could do with that money. Investing, helping other people, a million things. Like $1 million.
House.
Buying a beach house. Exactly. Property, land, because you know what? They're not making any more land. Land is what you would want to put money into, not a car. But like I said, he probably had an outrageous amount of money, so what is it to him? Oh, crazy.
Yeah, maybe he's a big oil man.
I was thinking that same thing. Houston, that Galveston area, that's what it's about, oil. Even now, because things are flipping around with the price of a barrel of oil when you start to watch that on the New York Mercantile Exchange. All right, we have this day in history. It is Friday the 13th. Be careful, careful out there. You know, weird things happen on the 13th. If we go back to 1789, none of us were alive then, Benjamin Franklin wrote in a letter to a friend, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." Bingo! And we use it all the time. 1927, the Holland Tunnel opened to the public, providing an access way between Lower Manhattan and New Jersey beneath the Hudson River. When I was a kid, my dad, I can remember driving through the Holland Tunnel, because we live in New York a bunch, and I was always wanted him to explain where the water was going. You know, when you're a kid, where is the water? So are we underwater? Where is the water? 1942, President Franklin Roosevelt signed a measure lowering the minimum draft age from 21 to 18. If we move ahead to 79, former California Governor Ronald Reagan announced in New York his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination, and the rest was certainly a history. Don't know how many people have had a chance to go to Washington and check out some of the treasures we have in D.C., but the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is pretty touching. I've been there a couple of times. 1982, that's when that Memorial was first dedicated on the National Mall in Washington. In 1985, sadly, in Colombia, some 23,000 people died when a volcanic mudslide buried the city. I remember seeing like a cover of Time magazine or something with the ash coming out. 5 years ago, Vice President Dick Cheney went to the hospital after experiencing shortness of breath. Tests found nothing wrong. Also, Harry Lampert, the illustrator who helped create the DC Comics superhero The Flash, died in Boca Raton at the age of 88. Boy, it'd be fun to be in comic books, wouldn't it? To be one of the illustrators or somebody who creates some of the characters. Mm. All right, we have birthdays. Cue it up, maestro.
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Producer, director Gary Marshall. He has done so many movies in Hollywood. 75 years old. Penny Marshall, of course, is his other famous sister. Actor Jimmy Hawkins is 68. Ray Wiley Hubbard, the country singer-songwriter, is 63 years old. Actress Sheila Frazier is 61. Musician Andrew Rankin from the Pogues is 56. I told you about Tracy Scoggins. She's 56 years old. Actor Chris Noth, oh, I love this guy, from Sex and the City. He's on Law and Order, one of the Law and Orders. He's now on The Good Wife. He is 55 years old. Actress, comedian Whoopi Goldberg is 54 years old. From CSI Miami, if you ever check that out, actor Rex Lynn is 53. Neil Flynn from Scrubs is 49. Vinny Testaverde, former NFL quarterback, is 46 years old. Comedian talk show host Jimmy Kimmel turns 42. So does his buddy Steve Vaughn, the actor. He's funny, 42 years old. Los Angeles Lakers forward Ron Artest is 30 years old. And actress Monique Coleman turns a good age. 29 is a good age. You haven't hit 30 yet. You can still stay in your 20s. Say I'm in my 20s. 29 is a happy, happy age. So those are the birthdays for today. If you join that club on the 13th celebrating a birthday, oh, we wish you the best. Hopefully someone's there to bake a cake for you or something. Going to leave you with this one. What is politics but persuading the public to vote for this and support that and endure these for the promise of those?
You got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.